To take a closer look at the day's trading activity on the equity scene, Rowan Williams of Nitrogen Fund Managers. Thanks so much, Rowan, for joining us today. So let's take a look at market movement amidst what was a very disappointing GDP print. Some saying not entirely unanticipated. Nevertheless, seeing that Rand move to 15.28. And, you know, we can see by the performance of the All Share Index where it's weighed and where it's offered support.
Yeah, so I guess clearly market showing its disappointment overall. We're fairly quiet start to the day. I think the expectations were actually for a small positive print from most analysts. And so the number coming negative, technical recession, makes for bad headlines. The Rand reacting very quickly. It had already been on the back foot earlier in the day. And so we saw quite a significant sell-off, as you mentioned, in the financials and the industrials. I think adding to the pressure, Tencent opened a week in the NASDAQ with the global market, so that added further to general index pressure. So heavy sell-off, the news from MTN adding to the pressure. So really quite a bleak day all in all, and just the Rand hedges offering a little bit of support.
Yeah, let's take a look at MTN because you've touched on it. Their worst perform on the top 40 index today. Today falling back a further 17%. What have you made off this latest $2 billion tax bill from Nigeria?
Yeah, so, I mean, this comes off the back of the previous claim and I guess, yeah, really reeling from the blows from Nigeria. So, very difficult situation for them. Clearly, they have to vigorously defend their position. I think what the market may also be a little bit disappointed about was clearly there had been in quite lengthy discussions around this already with the Nigerian authorities, and it became clear that they couldn't resolve it and so had to make it public, and it's an additional $2 billion claim for taxes. So yeah, it's going to be quite a long road for them, I think, to resolve.
Absolutely. We had our market watcher yesterday saying that MTN is one for the brave at the moment. He put himself in the brave camp, but highlighted MTN as a stock pick. Would you venture that far?
Look, at the current price, which is below 80 Rand a share, it appears that the rest of the operations ex-Nigeria is worth more than that. So if they walked away from the Nigerian operations, not that they can, but it does appear that it's overdone. It does seem, if we look at the history with the previous fine, even if it does manifest itself in some sort of penalty or payback, it will be significantly less than the initial claim. So it does look like it's oversold at these levels, but I guess now what people are factoring is what other unknown risks are out there. But yeah, I think for the brave, 17% down today.
Absolutely, yeah. Sitting at 72 Rand. Let's take a look at Discovery, because out with pretty impressive numbers across the board. I mean, even if it's emerging markets or emerging businesses unit saw a turnaround to profitability. So quite encouraging, but the market's not reacting too positively. That share price down 4% today. And I guess that on the back of the news that it would be needing to raise capital in order to buy off First Rand's stake in the credit card venture that it has with the unit.
Yeah, normally the market receives the numbers well, and we've always seen it generally pick up. Discovery had run up quite heavily in the second half of last month in anticipation of the numbers they came out with the trading statement. So I guess a lot of the numbers in terms of the headline numbers had already been priced in. So yes, this requirement for a $1.8 billion capital raise to buy out that stake from Indiscovery Card, I think the market took as negative, obviously on the back of a difficult day for financials, and had been selling off and continued to sell off off the back of the weakness. So yeah, I guess consolidating after a strong run.
Would you be buying in at 170 Rand, 171 Rand? I mean, what are you making off valuations given the fact that it is now venturing into the banking arena, and given that GDP print that disappointed, spelling what is a very dire state of the South African economy moving forward?
So Discovery's position is more on the affluent upper end of the market, which tends to be more defensive, and I think that's where they're going to position the bank as well. They are a disruptor, so you would expect them to be able to take away market share. So I think the short-term sort of volatility won't change their business plan specifically. They're a growth company and they have a lot of exciting initiatives. A lot of it is reflected in the share price. So you really have to be a believer in the various initiatives and the growth potential that they have. I've seen target prices from brokers 260 Rand and 140 Rand, which shows you the difference of opinion. So we like the story. It looks pretty full, though, at these levels.
How much do you like Aspen? Because it was the second worst performer today, falling back 7.5%. It put out a trading update voluntarily, saying it expects headline earnings per share to rise between 11 and 15% for the year to the end of June, with results capped by a stronger rand. And I guess today's market movement answering some of Aspen's prayers.
Yeah, so it has been an interesting period because we have come through a period of significant rand strength. And it's really in the last 6 to 12 month numbers that people are now reporting, and we now have a significantly weaker rand, so that will feed through to results going forward. So Naspers has been considered somewhat of a rand hedge. They've got quite a mixed basket of currencies, some emerging market focus as well as
Aspen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aspen. And so it probably looks reasonable. It had also run up heavily into this trading statement, so I guess consolidating a bit again, but with a weaker rand, it is looking reasonable here.
Well, today, too much company news to get through in 7 minutes, Rowan. Let's wrap this conversation up with your stock pick for today.
Yeah, so we like something that's defensive and not correlated. We're still holding Altron. It has quite significant rand hedge earnings in the form of pound-based earnings. It is going through a recovery and I think is somewhat immune to the economic situation at the moment.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Let's leave it there, Rowan. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Rowan Williams from Nitrogen Fund Managers. WBHO reported its annual results today, recording an 8% increase in headline earnings per share. This was fueled by a strong performance at its Australian division, where revenue there came in 18% higher, and that made up for a 7% decline in revenue recorded in South Africa. We're joined by the group's chairman, Mike Wiley, now to discuss what these numbers mean for the company's strategy going forward, considering the poor performance from its home base. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining us in studio today.
Pleasure.
So as I highlighted there, though, some of the headline numbers, and we've had a favorable Australian market and a growth in your roads and works division in the rest of Africa offset a fall in revenues at home. So let's hone in on South Africa in particular. How are you approaching the South African market right now? Is it just a matter of wait it out, ride out the cycle, given the fact that we have hit the bottom pretty hard?
Yes, I think we've had a pretty commendable performance in South Africa, considering the state of the economy. And we really are eking out work through in all corners of the country. You know, all along the coast in Gauteng, and our earthworks, our roads and earthworks did very well. They in fact increased their turnover for the year. The building came down as one would expect. So we're just hanging in there, and we're the sort of the preferred contractor, I would think, because we're reliable. We're still very competitive, and I think we provide our clients with a good service. But it's just that we can see the stress that's coming onto our clients.
And amidst less that of scenario, them. One assumes that you're not investing very much more within the South African space specifically.
Yes, we're pleased to. I don't know if you saw there, but we're now in the UK. And our order book, our order book is pretty strong. The overall order book, I think, is up 10% mm-hmm. from 45 to 49 billion, which is quite amazing. And 6 billion of that is coming from the UK. So, you know, between UK and Africa and Australia and South Africa, we sort of now about a third for our profits, which maybe is a good place to be with what's going on in this country, but actually sad though, because, you know, over 50% of our profits always came from South Africa. But it is what it is, and I think we're just fortunate that we did kind of anticipate what was going to happen, and that's why we're in Australia, that's why we're in the UK. We would rather, you know, we'd rather be fully involved in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But, it is what it is, and I think, we've positioned the company quite well for the next few years, hopefully by which time the South African economy will eventually come right.
In gearing up for that then, Mike, I mean, you know, with a lot of your peers having come under severe pressure, the likes of Basil Reed, Avenge, Esau, I mean, many have been talking about the opportunity for consolidation within the space at bargain prices. Is that something you would consider delving into now, considering that you've got Australia, the UK and the rest of Africa standing as a bit of a buffer?
I think there are little pockets of excellence amongst those companies, and we are having a look, but nothing too serious. I don't think, you know, I think the market's just too weak to get more capacity to do work when there's no work. So, you know, I think it's going to be difficult for those companies to actually recover, because there's just not the, to trade your way out, they've got to trade their way out of all this debt and stuff, and really there isn't much light at the end of the tunnel at the moment. So, no, we're certainly not thinking of consolidation. I don't think it'll happen. I just think there'll be maybe more fallout.
Okay. Let's take a look then where there is this reliance at this point on your geographical diversification to withstand the pressure. Talk us through the resilience of those buffers as they stand, specifically when it comes to Australia and the sustainability of the growth that you are enjoying on that end.
Australia's a fantastic country. They've, you know, we've been very strong on the building side there, as you know, for the last 20 years. And then 3 years, 3 years ago, we were getting into the, maybe 5 years ago, we were getting into the civil markets, but then the whole resource industry collapsed, and iron ore went from $160 down to $40. That curtailed our endeavours in Western Australia. But we kept going, and we saw with all this building that was going on, we could see that the metropolitan infrastructure was going to take off. And I think a few years ago I told you we were looking to go into the metropolitan infrastructure, and that is now happening. And we're very well positioned. We've picked up a very nice contract in Melbourne, about $600 million. That's 6 billion rand. So, and there's quite a lot of other stuff coming. So,
and I think encouraging that margins?
Reasonable, yeah. Yeah. Australia's very competitive.
That's exactly what I was getting
to. We know that, and you know, and that's we've just got to be very careful there and make sure we don't make mistakes. There's always a couple of jobs we have that don't go well, which pulls that margin down. But I think we're getting better and better at it, and I think we're pretty confident about our position in Australia. I think, you know, now we are said to be one of the bigger builders in Australia, which is amazing.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. Mike, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, WBHO's chairman, Mike Wiley. And that's where I leave things with you for now. Don't forget to tune in at 12 p.m. tomorrow, as we'll be broadcasting MMI's annual results then. But for now, the Roffey Review is up next, so stay tuned for that. And I'll see you back at 7 o'clock. Let's wrap this conversation up with your stock pick for today.
Yeah, so we like something that's defensive and not correlated. We're still holding Altron. It has quite significant rand hedge earnings in the form of pound-based earnings. It is going through a recovery and I think is somewhat immune to the economic situation at the moment.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Let's leave it there, Rowan. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Rowan Williams from Nitrogen Fund Managers.